Time now for StoryCorps, when we hear from people around the country talking about their lives. Today, a love story. Andrea St. John and Kevin Broderick met in 2006. They were both teaching high school in Lake Placid, New York. Kevin was in recovery from a rare form of cancer called Ewing's sarcoma. Andrea came to StoryCorps recently with Kevin's brother to talk about the early days of that relationship.
I think it took a little while for him to build up the courage to ask me to do something alone. We had a lot of seventh grade style dates, you know, where a lot of our mutual friends kind of met in one place. Chaperones, yeah.
So you knew he had Ewing's.
Yeah.
Was that scary?
No, and not until when he went back for the checkup scans did I really think about cancer in his life or our lives. We were back at school when he got the call from his doctors, and being new to this, I walked into the faculty room and his eyes were red, and I hit go on the copier and I'm not paying attention, and then I turned around and said, "Are your eyes okay?" And then as soon as I got the words out of my mouth, I realized, "Oh no." And he said, "Yeah, I think you should get your jacket. Maybe we'll go for a walk." And he told me what his doctors had told him. That the cancer was back. There's a spot in my thigh and in my ribs and in my pelvis. And he paused and he said, "The scans lit up like a Christmas tree." One morning I woke up and got his tea ready and his breakfast ready and stuff and said, "Hey, I need your opinion on something. I want to wear this dress to your wake." And so I put it on and I stood up on the bed and I said, "How do I look?" And he started to cry. And I said, "Oh, God, I'm so sorry. I'll take it off. I didn't mean to upset you at all." And he said, "No, it's just that you look so beautiful. I'm so glad I got to see you in that dress." And he kept crying. And I held his hand and sat down on the bed next to him and said, "What's going on?" He said, "It's just that I woke up this morning more ready." And I asked him what that felt like. And he paused and looked at me and he said, "Well, I guess it's the same thing you felt when you put the dress on this morning."
Andrea St. John with Tom Broderick at StoryCorps in Saranac Lake, New York. Kevin Broderick died earlier this year. This interview will be archived with all StoryCorps interviews at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. The podcast is at npr.org.